Hi guys, my name is Micah. Now, I grew up in a Christian family. My dad is the pastor of a church called Every Nation Ghent, and that is kind of how I got introduced to Christianity. But that's not necessarily the reason why I believe in God. And one of the reasons why I believe in God is because of what happened to me in fifth grade. Now, in fifth grade, nobody really liked me. I was the outcast, the nerd that nobody really liked. And on top of that, my teacher always hated me. She was always screaming at me and really didn't like me at all. But still, through all of this, God found a way to comfort me. In the Psalms, it calls God the God of all comfort. And that's exactly who God was for me through those times. Now, I used to wake up in the night and screaming, having these insane panic attacks. But always, my parents were there to comfort me, always ready there to help me. They would calm me down, talk me through everything, and get me quiet and get me back to sleep. And in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 5, it talks about how Paul was harassed like that when he went to Macedonia. And there in the next verse, in verse 6, it talks about how Paul was comforted by the sending of Titus. So there, God sent Titus to Paul to comfort him. And that's kind of what God did with me. He used my parents to comfort me. But that's not the only way that God helped me. Another way that he helped me was through his presence. There was this one night where a lady called Lindy Ann Hopley, she's an amazing evangelist, traveling the whole world, and she once came to our church. And one night she prayed for me, and I just fell down on the floor, and I had this amazing moment with God where God took me through each and every scenario that I had in fifth grade that was particularly painful for me, and he healed everything. And after that, I just felt great. God had healed me. He had took all of those moments away. And that is, in short, why I believe in God. Because God is the God who comforts the downcast. He does not leave you alone sitting there. He will help you.
I believe because of my life that is evidence of this. Who I was before and who I am right now are two very different people. Before, I was angry, bitter, unforgiving, hated the church and Christianity. I couldn't stand being around Christians. But one day, I had a great and a real experience with the supernatural. I believed with the living God. In that day, three people came to me, telling me that I am loved and God will never stop chasing after me. I was so angry. I was so angry at them for having the audacity to come and speak to me. And I was angry at God for wanting to love me when I felt the most unlovable and felt so unworthy. But yet, through that, He loved me and He used His children to share that with me. And since that day, everything changed for me. I believe that Jesus Christ is real because my life is a testimony to that.
The reason why I believe in Jesus is I came from a broken home which left me feeling unlovable, worthless, and empty. And I kept trying to find my validation and fill that emptiness by any means necessary. And the more I tried, the emptier and more worthless I felt. But then I encountered the love of Jesus and the beautiful sacrifice He made for me on the cross. And my life was transformed. He gave me a new identity. He called me worthy and gave me a purpose and a destiny. And I now have the privilege of sharing that love with the people around me. And as I share it, I now know that His love is not just for me, but it goes across culture, across language, across nations, and saves people from the deepest brokenness imaginable, transforming lives and giving people a new identity, a hope, and a future. Jesus is the only hope, and His love changes everything. And that is why I believe.
Why I believe in Jesus is because the evidence that He lives is all around me. I've seen Him working in me and in other people's lives. A friend once told me and our teacher how she injured her knee. Our teacher asked me whether I wanted to pray for her. To be honest, I doubted myself and I was scared. But when I started praying, I felt that all that doubt and fear just floating away. When I was finished praying, she said her knee was instantly healed. I've seen many miracles. One day, my brother and I were playing basketball, and I had to go finish up. I couldn't get my necklace off my neck. I showed my dad. He tried to take it off with some tweezers and magnifying glass, but he couldn't get it off. That evening, I felt so sad because I knew to get it off, I have to break it. I thought to myself, maybe I should just pray for it to come off. I'm not sure if I can pray for that, but I decided to trust the Lord to help me. I put my finger on the necklace, and when I was done praying, the necklace suddenly just fell off. This was a miracle. Both of these incidents were not coincidences. Jesus is interested in the small details of our lives. That also just showed me how amazing Jesus is, that I can trust him. Even if I can't see him, he exists and loves us. That's what I believe.
I believe in Jesus Christ because he answered a question that I didn't even know I was asking. Even though I grew up knowing God and knowing of his presence and that he was real, I didn't know him for myself. And so there was still a hole that was not filled. There was still something missing. And I didn't realize I was looking for that to be filled by different people or circumstances or things. And none of them were enough until I made the decision, until I was given the option to receive him again as my Lord and Savior. And so he filled that hole and he answered the question that I didn't even realize I was asking. That is why I believe.
Kia ora koutou katoa. That's hello from me. My name is Weeyong Iu from New Zealand. I grew up as a church kid, been going to church since I was 5 years old. And when I was about 20 or 21, I started doubting my faith and I took time to explore different faiths, different religions. Right here in New Zealand, it's quite common for people to not believe in God. There are many atheists and agnostics, and I took steps towards that and I explored other religions as well. All that to say, after a journey of about 6 months to a year, I did a U-turn and came right back to the faith of my childhood. Now, why do I believe? I believe because it makes sense to believe. I know that myself and the world around me is imperfect, as we can see today. I know that Christianity is the only faith where God himself came down from heaven to earth and he died for me. And he's not asking me to climb a ladder to get to him. He came to me. And finally, I know that God is real and he loves me very much because I have experienced him.
Hello. Okay, so the question is, why do I believe in God? And I have many answers to that question, but if I have to choose one, I would say because life without God is absolutely pointless and meaningless and purposeless. It makes no sense. I feel like life without God is just a chasing after the wind. And I started feeling like that at a very young age. I used to be full of ambition and I used to be so driven and I would chase after these goals that I made for myself. I tried to be the best at everything that I did, and I did well and I would achieve. But in the end, none of those things would bring fulfillment. And I found out that even though I worked hard and I got what I thought I wanted, it didn't give me any answers to the difficult questions in this life. I felt like it doesn't fix the brokenness of this world. It didn't fix the brokenness in my own family, and it didn't fix the brokenness in my own heart. And I started wondering, are we just here to live, go through school, go through university, get a career, maybe get married, have a family, and then you die? And that was depressing to me. I felt like I need something more to live for. I cannot live for that. And I found that in God. God is the one that created everything. He's the one that put us here. He's the one that's writing this whole story. And I found out that he has a plan. He has a reason behind all of it. And I found out that he is on a mission to change this world, to bring love and restoration back into this world and to restore people and to heal people. And I get to be a part of that. He calls me to follow him and to be a part of that. And that brings so much fulfillment and so much purpose and so much reason. And all of a sudden life makes sense. So life is no longer a chasing after the wind, but life for me now is a chasing after him. And I found out that that is what I'm created for, and it makes absolute sense. So I would say that is why I believe in God.